Okay? Good. So today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Beis Mabeis, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, about 10-12 lines up from the bottom. We started talking about the Kinyanim of Evikinani. Shmuel said, besides the ones in the Mishnah, that an Eved Kenani is also nicknamed a Meshicha. That was the last few lines that we get into. Is that true? What does Meshicha mean? Does Meshicha mean physically pulling, or even causing to be pulled with words? That was a question that we dealt with, and maybe there's a difference between animals and people. That was the last statement that we said. And Ravashi also added that an Eved Katan is like a behemoth. So Tana Rabbanan, that's what we're up to. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, Ketzad b'chazaka, how does chazaka work on an Eved Kenani? On, we know we're familiar, or we will be familiar by the Shem later on, when we speak on Daf Chavav, when we have the Kinyanim about Karka. So how do you own a Karka? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. So Kesef, you can pay money, Shtar, you give a document. What's Chazaka by land? So everybody agrees that a Kinyan Beguf HaKarka works. Everybody agrees that, you know, digging in the Karka, putting a fence on the Karka, that's Machzik the land. But how does it work by an Eved? How are you machzik an Eved? So the Gemara says, Hiter lo minalo, so he has to do something for the master that shows and reflects his servitude. So Hiter lo minalo, he has to take off his shoe for him, a hole of kelech achar v'lebecha merchatz, or schlep his kelim to the bathhouse. Remember, in those days they didn't have showers in the homes, so they had showers in a public place. So when you go take a shower, you have to bring your shampoo and your soap and your change of clothes and your towel. So it's not so easy. So that's the act that is used at various times in the Gemara to show servitude. So he took his candle to the Beis HaMerchatz, Hifshito, or he helped him get undressed, Hirchitzu, he washed him, Sachu, he helped smear him with oils, Gerdu, he helped comb his skin, Hilbisho, he got him dressed, and Elo, he put his shoes back on, Higbihu, he helped lift him up, he helped lift up the master, Kna'o, so all of these are ways of to be kone in Eved Ivri. The Ramban points out here, it's quoted by his Talmidim, the Rashban, the Ramban, and the Ritva, that it's dafka, these types of services, which are maisa beguf, most of them are maisa beguf ha'adon, meaning he got him dressed and he washed him, or it is a type of shimush that an Eved does for a Rav. That's what the Ramban says. Eden shimush evel rav, chen shlof liv mastani, taking off my shoes. Why? And that way, chetashmish avdus lo. It's a tashmish of avdus. That's what the Rishon Zalman's girsa. Kedamrina and chutz hataras minol, vasandol, etc. Aval amar tzforli, but if he says to his Eved, please sew this for me, or asei imi malacha, right, do something else, cook for me, so then that's not good enough. That's havile achilas peros ve'eno kone bekarkos. Says the Ramban, that's like achilas, that's not a kinyan b'guf hakarka, that's like eating fruit from land, and eating fruit from land is not a kinyan. So that's what the Ramban says, that's a kinyan that has to do with the person, but it's not a kinyan that's good enough. Because that's just tfira and bishul, that's not good enough. But that's only like achilas peros. Says the Magen Mishnah, 1 minute. There are some Rishonim that say achilas peros is good enough. For example, the Rambam. The Rambam says to be kona land, kinyan chazava does not mean you have to do a kinyan b'guf hakarka, but it means even eating fruit from the land. That's what the Magen Mishnah says in Mechira Beis. V'kvar nizbar l'malash v'as rabbeinu shakarka nikne b'achilas peros, v'hu adin la'eved. So then the Rambam, says the Magen Mishnah, would argue with this Ramban. Even Tfarli and even Basheli, if you say those have the status of achilas peros, so then the Rambam would say that's good enough. Says the Kesef Mishnah there, no. Even if the Rambam would argue by real karka that achilas peros is good enough, it could be that achilas peros would not work by an Eved. Who says that? V'ani omer de adarabah, because look at the language of the Rambam. The language of the Rambam here in Hilchos Mechira Beis. Mahi chazaka b'kinyin avadim, sheyishtamish b'ho kederach shemishtamshin ba'avadim b'fnei rabban. You do something that usual avadim do in front of their masters. I could sew your shirt for you. Well, that's a simon of avdus. If I schlep your kinyan to the bathhouse, that's a simon of avdus. But dafka, you know, cooking for you, sewing for you, that's not a simon of avdus. So demashma dafka tashmash abiyuchal avdus. V'lo dami l'achilas peiros. Ava malachas avdus e'maisim b'gufo shel adon. So it could very well be, says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam would agree to the Ramban by avadim. and not even though he doesn't agree by karka. And the svara might be what we mentioned a number of times over the past 2 weeks or so, the concept of haraz bailus. All kinyanim are about reflecting ownership. So it could very well be that the same exact ma'isa, even though avadim are hukash lakarkos and we compare kinyanim of them, but achilas peiros could work for one and not work for the other. Eating fruit on land, that's something an owner does. I don't walk into your field and eat fruit. So that's what the Rambam says. If you eat fruit on the land, that's a kinyan. But sowing for you, that's not a simon that I'm your eved. So even though it has the status of achilas peiros, it could be that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban in this case as the Kesef Mishnah against the Magid Mishnah in Bay's base. Let's continue.
Hagbah is a type of chazakah.
Hagbah is a different kinyan. Hagbah lifting up is kinyan hagbah, as we'll talk about more coming up.
The phrases it as chazakah.
It phrases it as chazakah. Okay. It says kesef bechazakah. So hagbah is an example of that. Lifting up a person is not the normal way of hagbah, as we'll talk about in a minute. So it might not be regular kinyan hagbah. Right, but I think Hagbah...
Exactly, it's reversed. The Adon is not true.
Right, well, right. It's reversed. We're going to ask in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask, can it be the normal way? There are, I think, Hagbah sometimes is left out of Mishnayos, and they talk about what is it included in. So it could be Hagbah is included in other types of Kinyanim.
Could also be not so high.
Right, here the Mishnah does mention in Daf Chafayim Abayis. They make Gassi nicknames be Mesira v'hadaka b'Hagbah. Right, and the Chum say no, it's nicknames been Mashiach. So some Kinyanim might overlap. Okay, so continues the Gemara. We only did the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, what are Chazakas? How is it Eved Ivri Nikah B'Chazakah with all these Tashmishim that were mentioned? Amar Reb Shimon Lo Tehei Chazakah Gedola Me Hagbah. Talking about the connection. No, Chazakah can't be greater than Hagbah. Shagbah Konim B'Chol Makom. Hagbah is much more common. So what exactly does Reb Shimon mean? What did the Tanakhama say that Reb Shimon is arguing with? So, Mike Omar, what's the conversation here? So, Amar Ravashi, this is the conversation. The Tanakama said, Higbihu l'rabo kna'o. If he, the Eved, lifts up the master, that's a kinyan that works. Higbihu rabo lo kna'o. But if the master lifts up the Eved, it doesn't work. Why not? Why isn't this a regular kinyan abba? Whenever I'm koning something, I lift something up. What's the reason? So, the Rashbam said in Baba Basra that it's not normal for people to lift up other people. It's not normal. Right, in derech lahagbia anashim. So that's why this kinyan hagbah will work for items, but it's not, and for animals maybe, but it's not going to work for people. The Meiri here says a little differently. It's not normal for an adon to lift up an eved. What's the nafkamina? That's on the notes. The nafkamina is: what if you have an eved katan? Mm-hmm. An eved katan. So then it's normal to lift up the child, but it's still not normal for an adon to lift up the eved. That could be an afkamina between the Rashbam and Baba Basra, Daf and Gimel, and the Meiri. But anyway, that's the Tanakama. So the Kinyan Hagbah in the normal direction of the Adon lifting up the Eved is not going to work. And that's what Reb Shimon goes against. Amar Reb Shimon, no. Lo Tei Chazaka Gedola Mi Hagbah. Why not? Shagbah Konim B'chol Makom. Reb Shimon says that no, Hagbah should work. If Chazaka works, Hagbah should work. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Tashad Amar Nikbiyahu L'Rabo Kna'o. We said, according to everybody, though, that if the Eved lifts up the master, then the Eved is nikna. So, elamayata, shivcha kananis tikana bebia. A shivcha kananis should be nikna with bia, because in that way, the Gemara assumes that in the maisa bia, the shivcha lifts up the master a little bit. So, therefore, she should be nikna bebia. So, the Gemara says, no, come on. Ki kamrina zenen of zemitztar. When is hagbah, when the Eved lifts up the master, a kinyan hagbah? When it's a simon of avdus, when there's pain to one side, a person has to pain himself and lift up the master. That's a bit tired. It's an act of servitude. It's not a physical, lifting up. Whenever you lift something up, hachanan zenen of zenenehu. But in the ma'isa bia, zenen of zenenehu. So you can't say that's a kinyan hagbah of avdus. You're right there. Even if it's somewhat of a hagbah there, that's not going to be considered a kinyan. Shelo kedarka ma'igel ha'meimer. What about shelo kedarka, which the Gemara assumes? A bia shlo kedarka does not have hana in it. Like Mari says, that's not true. Amar v'achai barado debin acha malnemo delavana islehu l'shabaya. Who says that in that case they both don't have hana? And therefore, even a bia shlo kedarka, the Gemara assumes, is not an act of servitude, and therefore it's not going to be a kenyan. Va'od, and the Gemara says also even formally mishkevei isha ksiv hiki karashav kedarka l'shlo kedarka. As the Gemara says elsewhere in terms of isurim, in terms of arayos, we compare bios kedarka and shlo kedarka. It says mishkevei isha. And therefore, the same halacha would apply, and they're both excluded. Period. Okay, but that is the discussion of the kinyanim of an eved ivri. Continuing up, Eved Kanani. Good. Says the Gemara, as we said yesterday, they're not all from Canaan. Rabbi Yehuda, Hindua. Rabbi Yehuda from... Where's Hindua? Right. So Rashi says, Me'eretz Kushi. Kush mitargaminan Hindua. So I looked in some of the translations, they said Ethiopia. So Eretz Kush. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda, right, right, good. This is Parsha. Kush Mitzrayim Ufudu Canaan. So Kush, the source of it, is in the end of this Parsha. Rabbi Yehuda Hindua, Ger Shein Lo Yerushim Havei. He was a Ger that had no relatives. Right, so not all, right, he took his name as Yehuda. Right, Shein Lo Yerushim Havei. Cholash, and he got sick, he got deathly ill. Oh, Marzucha L'Shilu Yebei. Marzucha came to visit him, see how he was doing. Chazi had the talk of Le Alma Tuva. He saw that he was on his deathbed, he was Mamish Ot Ot. Omer Leila Avdei. So we'll see that this wasn't something, you know, when somebody's about to die, you don't usually do this. But he's about to die, so he and the Marzucha, the visitor, says to Rabbi Yehuda's Eved, the one who's about to die, says to his Eved, can you please take off my shoes and bring him to my house? So he was being mavakir cholim, but you'll see he was just trying to make sure something didn't happen here. He went to him. He probably said it privately. And he probably said it without his knowing. But why did he say this? One of two reasons. Either because the Eved was a Gadol, and therefore, Zepirish Lamisav, Zepirish Lachayim, and he was about to die, which he did, Rav Yehuda died, and if the, he, Marzucha, would not have done anything, that automatically, the second that he would have died, the Avadim, who were Gedolah, would have been Kona themselves, and he would have lost the chance of having a nice Eved, and therefore, he did this beforehand to be able to make the Eved to do an act of Avdus, even before the original master died, so that he would already be Nikne to Marzucha. Right? Nikne to Marzucha at the moment of death. It's interesting, even though the Mice of Avdus was only done when he was owned by the other master still. Right, so because he was a Goses, Rove Goses in Lamisa, there's already a quasi time period there.
Yeah. By the time he got to the destination.
Oh, that's a question. So some Rishonim say, oh, by the time he got into his house, he already died. So that's what that would make it easier. But he already took him or sent him on his way, gave him the instructions beforehand. Does it go by the instructions? Is that part of it? But either way, it's so that would be the simplest, to say that it all happened after he died. The Yigad Amri and others say, no, Katan I have it. He was a Katan. The Eved was a Katan. But Udaloka Abishol. And Marzucha did not hold like Abishol. Who was Abishol? The Tanya. Because Abishol says, we had this in Gittin, Ger Shemeso Bizbizu Yisol Nechasav. A Ger that died and all of his Nechasim are basically Hefker, free. V'hayyuban Avadim Engdol Mektanim. If there were Avadim amongst his Nechasim, Kanu Atzma Benechorin. All Avadim go free. They're Kona themselves, says the Tanakama. Abishol Omer, Gedolim Kanu Atzman, only the Gedolim are Kona themselves, B'nei Chorin, Ketanim, Kol Maksimim Zachorim, but Ketanim, whoever gets them first wins. So, according to Abishol, if the Eved was a Katan, he could have waited. That's what the Gemara says, maybe he was a Katan and Deloka Abishol, and he didn't hold like Abishol. Look at this big Tosis, we're not going to do. Tosis has a different Gersa, he has a whole different way of reading the Gemara, he has the Gersa of Ke Abishol, but that's based on whether we pass him like him or not. But we're just going to go with Rashi. Again, so he was a katan, and he wanted to be kona him before anything occurred. Tosfos in Gittin and elsewhere. I don't know if we mentioned this. Actually, this was before we started up again. In Gittin Daf Lamed Tes, the Gemara there says katanim kol machzik behem zocha behem. As we said, katanim, anybody who's machzik in a katan is zocha de ein lahem yad lezakus ba'atzman. They don't have a yad to be zocha themselves. So this is where Tosa says, Ibim Tomar, we just had Sukkos. Doesn't the Gemara say, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you should not give your Lulav and Esrog to your cotton child on day one of Sukkos, before your Yotze, your Mitzvah, because why? They could be Kona it, but they can't give it back to you, and then you're going to lose out Lachem. The Gemara says that. Well, Likni Inish Lulav Liyinuk, Abiyat of Rishon, Diyinuki Mikni Kani Akni Lulav Mikni. Right? So what do you mean they can't be Kona? They don't have a Yad. They do have a Yad. That's where Tosa says what he says in Sanhedrin and elsewhere in many places. V'yesh lomar, the das acheres makna osan shiny. Das acheres makna is different. A katan has no yad, but if there's someone else pushing the item into his rishus, then it can be kona even on a daraisa level. The Shach says this is such an important principle, but it's nowhere in Shas related to a katan. Can't be true. It says the words das acheres makna in Shas, but in a different context. But the Shach says the fact that a katan be kona daraisa, because that's like Tosa says that in many places. Why isn't it in Shas anywhere? So Shach says it must not be true. And I'll quote you 100 Achronim that agree with me. Kedarko Bakodesh, the Shach does. But that's what Tosfos holds. There is, this came up earlier, we had this, but there was a Node of Yehuda that at that time that I was looking for that I couldn't find, but I found it last night with the help of a computer. Thank you. I knew I had it underlined in my Node of Yehuda. I just couldn't find it, but I had my Bar Ilan last night, so I put in Nazachar Asmachna, Node of Yehuda. Baruch Hashem, I found it. It's one of my friends who was recently talking at a bar mitzvah. As he was starting his sicha, he says, you know, the olden days, people used to say, that man has a mind like a computer. Now they just say, that man has a computer. So, Vahine says that Rabbi Yehuda in Eben Ezer, Tinyana Simin Nun Dalad. Yes, a very interesting question. He says, the Tosfos says this idea of Das Acharis Machna works on, even on a Daraisa level. So, 1 minute. We had a sugya earlier on Daf Yotes and Kedushin, the sugya of a katan getting married. Is there any way that a katan can get married? Is there any way? So, the Gemara, the Rashi there had said this. There is some way that a katan can get married, at least partially. So, then Rabbi Yehuda, 1 minute. Why can't a katan get married? Das Acharis Machna. The katan is kone, the wife. The wife is machna herself to the katan. Tosfos says that works on a Daraisa level. Why don't you say a katan can get married? That's the charis makna. That's the note of this kasha. Kasha li alkol aktanim. Lama lo yuchlu l'kadish isha. You know, why can't they all get married? Shetehemu kudeshes afilu midaraisa. V'alo kushadar sacharis makna yesh lo kenyin. Ulerova posim afilu min ha-Torah. Most don't hold like the shach. Bali Tosis. V'hari ha-isha hi gedola v'hi makna atzma lo v'lama lo yiknosa. Right, why not? Why can't it work? V'hadavar kasha b'enai. Right, I don't understand why it doesn't work. So he doesn't really, he gives a different answer, but the Avim Iluim, Ksos, and doesn't deal with this question exactly, but other Achronim suggest maybe because of the Ran. Maybe because of what Ran? The Ran in the Daram Daf Lamed, where the Ran says that by Kiddushin, it's not a regular Hakno of the woman. We mentioned this then, but really, what is it? The woman is Mafkira Atzma. She kind of lets herself be Nikne by the husband. It's not a regular, it's a kinyan, but the famous Lashon Aran, Mikivan she maskemas l'kidushe ha'ishi, he mevatelas, once she agrees, it's kind of like she opens the door, she opens with the key, and she lets the husband come in. But it's not that she's makna herself. He mevatelas daita v'ritzona u'mashvi nafsha eitzel abal k'davar shel hefker, u'bal machnis l'rshuso. Hilgach ein anu danim b'kidushin mitzad ha'isha el mitzad abal. And that's the Ran, meaning she is not, she is a willing party, unlike Gittin. She has to be a willing party, but she's not an active party by Kiddushin, according to that formulation of the Ran. So the Adam Eluim quotes this Ran about 6 times, you know, he loves this Ran to answer many different questions, but other Achronim suggest maybe this can answer for the Noda Behuda. It's not a regular Das Acharis Machna. Regular Das Acharis Machna is where the Machna is pushing it into the Rishus. Here the woman is letting the cotton do it, but that's not good enough. That's not good enough for Kiddushin. But that's his answer to Kashali Akolaktanim. That's the has to do with again Daras Acharis Machna here. Tosfos in Gittin Lamites Sanhedrin also at the, in the beginning of Perek Ben Sarah Mora, but it has to do here with the Yad for a Kata.
If there really is no Kiddushin, then why does the Torah have to say Ish Prat L'Katan?
If there is no Kiddushin, Ish Prat L'Katan. That's the whole question of, you know, how much is the Torah being Megala, what we know already? How much is the Torah being Mechadish? So the Gemara there said, maybe according to Rashi, if you remember in Daf Yotes, we had Rashi said there's this in-between status. You can have a case where there's Ishus, but there's no Chiyav Misa. Mm-hmm. Right, that's and the Tosa said it can't be. Tosa said it's all only Midrabanan. The word says Midraisa Chanzilei. So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Right, a Katan could do a Maisabiyah from age 9. So now recognize Maisabiyah, but it's not. Right, the question is there an Ishus or not? Okay. Says the Gemara, Bekonet Asma Bekasef. Now to the Gemara, so what do we say in the Mishnah that an Eved Kenani is, so we had a Machlokas Tanam about it. So let's go with Ichita. Rabbi Meir said that an Eved Kenani can be Kone himself with Kesef al Yedei Acherim. Meaning, other people give money to his master. But other people cannot give money to him. Pashtus, even if they say, on condition that your master has no control role in it. Yeah, because it doesn't go to your master, mayor's a tough lot, doesn't apply, doesn't matter. According to your mayor, kesef has to be through others, shtar is through himself. Shtar ayde atzma. So the Gemara says, let's talk about each half. Kesef ayde achayim im avaloy de atzma, where mayor holds that kesef, other people could give money to the master, but they can't give it to the eved. But my, askina, what are we talking about? Ilim, mishalomi daito, are we talking about a case where the other people are giving it to the master even without the eved's knowledge? That can't be. Why? Mechdi. Let's see. Shaman alele Rabbi Meir. We know from the first parak in Gittin, Rabbi Meir Shita, to Amar Chovu le'eved shiatsu mitechas miyad rabba lecheiris. It's a chov for an eved to leave the master. It's a chov for the eved, right? He has it a good time when he's in the eved's, right? Behefkera, right? Avda behefkera nichale, the Gemara said. What? He can marry, right? He can marry a shifcha kananis, and the master takes care of him and gives him food. Right? So, it's a chov, says Rabbi Meir. Vitanina, and we learned, of course, zachal adam shlo b'fanav, echavan lo ela b'fanav. Right? We have zachia. You could be zocha for somebody on their behalf, not in front of them. But echavan lo adam lo ela b'fanav. But chov only is in front of them. So what is this case where somebody else gives money to the master to free the eved kanani? So ela pshita midaito, it must be according to Rabbi Meir that it's with the eved's knowledge. So why is it that it has to be al yidei acherim, v'hakamash molan, al yidei acherim im, al yidei atzmo lo. It must be, the chiddush is that al yidei acherim, yes, but not through himself. Why? Alma ain kinyin levin below rabo. Because an eved cannot be kona anything without his master, even if the other person who's giving it to him says, on condition that your master has no control over the money, still according to the mayor, it sounds like it doesn't work. Ihachi, so if that's what the first half of Rabbi Meir's statement means, look at the second half. Ema seifa bishtar ideatzma. What else did Rabbi Meir say? With a shtar shichrur through himself. Only by himself. Ideatzma in ideacherim lo. Again, we think it's exclusive. Only through himself. But if the master gives him, let's say, the shtar, then it works. But if the master gives the shtar to somebody else on his behalf, it does not work. So vimi daito, but if it's with his knowledge, ideacherim lo, why not? Why can the other person accept if it's with his knowledge, so you don't need it to be a schus, so why can't it work? What if you want to say ayde atzmo means even ayde atzmo, meaning it's a cheirim also? And why does it say the af? What's the chiddush of ayde atzmo? The chiddush of the eved really has no yad of his own, but when he gets his get, and he has to have his own yad in order to get the get, so it's somewhat circular, but that's the chiddush that it happens at the very same halachic moment. That's why it says afai de'atzmo b'haval halalo tani hachi boi v'braisa. That's the feirish. That's not what Rabbi Meir meant. The tanya b'shtar ayde atzmo v'lo ayde acherim. Div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is exclusive in the second half. So Amar Rabbi Baya. Okay. So this is what really Rabbi Meir meant. Amar Rabbi Baya lolam shalom idaita. Really, it's happening without his knowledge. That is knowledge. It's happened kesef b'ayde acherim. Isn't it a chov? So it can't be done except in front of him. Two answers. Number one, shiny kesef hoel v'koni le balkarche, makni le balkarche. Kesef is different. Since, we'll go with Rashi and the Rashba first, since this eved was originally nikne against his will, nikne balkarche with money, so too he could be freed against his will, even if it's a chov. It doesn't matter, and that's why you don't need it to be in front of him. Since he was nikne, he was nichnas bekesef, he's yotze bekesef. The Tosfos Rashi here says a little differently. Since right now, if someone else wanted to buy him, they could do it balkarcha. So if somebody else wants to free him, they could also do it balkarcha. Doesn't have to do with him personally, since he was originally nikne, so too he's freed. So the two ways to understand this line. Ihachi, so if that's true, that the kesef could work idea acherim, because since he was nikne, so too makne, so yachi shtar nami. So shtar also. So why does Rabbi Meir say that shtar cannot work al yedei acherim? Should be able to work al yedei acherim. So Gemara said, right, if it works going in, it should work going out. So Gemara said, no, hai shtar alachud, the hai shtar alachud. You can't compare a shtar kinyan and a shtar shichur. It's different. Machanami, hakatz alachud, hakatz alachud. What do you mean? Kesef is also different. Right, we had the same kind of shakal attire earlier, daf hay or so. Tiva miyachadu, no. Money is money. Look at the money. Is there any difference between the money? Look at the same people on the money. You know, whether it's going in or going out. But a shtar, Rashi says, read the shtar, it's different. You can't compare two shtars. Every shtar has its own nature. Money is money. Right? Milva lohutsa nitna, as the principle goes. Money is meant to be spent, so therefore it's not focused on the specific money. So that's number one. Again, number one of Abaya, that even if, what's the shtar of Rabbi Meir, even if it's Shalom Daito, he doesn't know about it, but still, kesef can be done ade acherim, even though it's a chov, because it's a special din by kesef. Since kesef is balkarcha going in, so too going out. Rava Amar, a different shot why kesef can be done al yedei acherim, even Shalom Daito. Kesef kabolas rabo garmalo. How does it work, really, when somebody else gives money to the master, and then the eved's free? So is that an example of chavin shalo b'fanav? Somebody is accepting something on your behalf? No, says Rashi. What's happening? The master wants some money. So the master gets money from this other person. Memela, once I get money, the other guy's free. But it's not that there's a chov on the behalf of somebody else that's a problem of being shalom b'fanav. That's a Rashi. Rashi says, Kesef v'kabolos rabo shemakabo rabo akesef gormu lo lehishtachar me'elav. That's goreim that he's free by himself. Einachem alalu chavin. Al kabolos arav. The rav accepts something. V'arav einanas ha'shlucho. Elu tzorach atzmo. U'makneo me'elav. It happens by himself. But a shtar, if the Rav gives someone else a shtar on behalf of the Eved, that's a real acceptance on somebody's behalf. Kabbalah Zacharim Garmelo. And therefore, that would be a problem. That's why our mayor says that a shtar cannot be Aydei Acherim, even though Kesef could be Aydei Acherim. That is Oshitas Rebbe Meir. Remember also the Ksos that we've mentioned a number of times about Gita V'yada Ban Ke'echad. Why that works, the Ksos is Kasha and Simin Reish. Sif Katan Hay, where the Ksos there asked in Hilchos Bekachom Memkar, can Amayla to sell you a field by putting the shtar in the field and saying, Bikone the shtar and the field. Ban Ke'echad. Can I do that? It's my field. And I'm putting the shtar in my field. Can I do that? So the Ksos says, no, it does not work. Because Gita V'yada Ban Ke'echad is specifically by get. Just like, says the Ksos, if you write a get on Isuri Hana, it works. Only by get and not by elsewhere. Why? Because by get, this is the Ksosas Chiddush, that you don't need a real kinyan. It's only a Maisa Nesina. Maisa Nesina, again, we spoke about this a lot at the end of Maseches Gittin. V'hadar min gabi get, gidifas rebron ke'echa, near to get shiny, to get isha, u'de eved, lo by zechia, also by get shtar shichra. Those two, you don't need a zechia, she yiska derech zechia, given the isha ve'eved, balkarcha. After all, what's the simon that is not a real kinyan? It could be balkarcha forcefully. Right against their will. What other kinyan could ever happen like that? You can't sell something about karcha. You can't give something about karcha. Ve'in zechia about karcha. Elavadet de gabi isha loboy rak v'nasan biyada. V'chein ve'eved. Revelekator zechia about karcha. And that's why kasala yisuri anah works. And that's why gitav yoda b'an ke'echad. That's the ksos here. And that's why it would not work. This magical principle only works by get and shtar shechra. Continuing. V'chacham omer mekesef v'adei atzmo. V'chachamim say the opposite. The Mishnah, the Chacham say Kesef could free a shtar shechur idei atzmo, and a shtar could work idei achirim. So let's try to analyze. But Kesef idei atzmo in idei achirim lo. So the Chacham say Kesef could only be if the other people give him the money, and then he on condition that it doesn't belong to the master, and then he gives it to the master. But it doesn't work idei achirim. Amai, why not? He nami the shalomi daito. Fine. Even Shalomi Daito could work. Michdi, why? Shemana Lhul Rabbanan to Amri, because we know the Rabbanan are going to be mayor in Maseches Gittin. And they hold Zechus Hushi Yezi Midachas Yad Rabba Lacherus. It's a Zechus for the Eved to go free. Vitanina Zachalandam Shalabafanov, Echadam Lo Elabafanov. So it's Zachalandam Shalabafanov. Right? That, right? Shalabafanov is something that would work, because this is a Zechus. So why can't Kesef be Aide Acherim? Vachitema Maide Atmo, Afide Atmo. And again, if you want to say, maybe the Chiddush is, you're right. It could work. By Achirim and Atzmo, and the Chiddush is even Aydei Atzmo, v'kamash balon, and what's the Chiddush? The Yish Kinyan Levin below Rabbo, that there is a Kinyan for an Eved, separate from his master, and the Chiddush is they can give it to the Eved, Ihach Yem a Seifa, but what about the Seifa? Bishtar Aydei Achirim below Aydei Atzmo. In the Seifa, the second half of the Rabbanan statement, it says, Shtar, other people can accept it and not themselves. V'hakai malon digid the other magechad, why not? Right? Why can't he himself accept it? Don't we hold the bikit of yadaban ke'achad? V'chiteima ma'ay de'achirim, af ay de'achirim. And if you want to say, there too, is lav dafka, it's even ay de'achirim, b'hakamashmalan, and the chidish is that another person could accept it, the schusu la'evet sh'yesim yad rabba l'chiris. Right? The chidish is that it's a schus, and therefore somebody else could accept it. So the reish is lav dafka, and the same is lav dafka. So yihachi, so ne'arvinu v'nistinu, because ne'arvinu v'nistinu. So why did the Mishnah say this ay de'achirim and this ay de'atzmo, just say them both together, if they're both apply to both. Bekesef u'bishtar, bein adi achirim, bein adi atzmo. Why didn't it say that? Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right. It must be a specific sheet in the Mishnah. Bekesef, bein adi achirim, bein adi atzmo. Bekesef is lav dafka, like we explained. Bishtar, adi achirim, lo adi atzmo. But bishtar is dafka. Only adi achirim. Why? Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he. It's like Reb Shimon ben Elazar shita, who says what? Shimon ben Elazar does not hold of the principle of Gita V'yada Ban Ke'achad. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af Bishtarai de Acherim Loi de Atzmo, only with Acherim. Vishalosh Machlokas Badabra, and therefore there are three Shitas. There's the Remeir Shita, there's the Rabbanan Shita, and there's the Rabbanan who are Reb Shimon ben Elazar Shita. Where the Remeir says it's Dafka, right there, and the Rashi goes through each one. By Kesef, it's Al Yidei Acherim and not Al Yidei Atzmo, right? Because he has no yad of his own, and Bishtar is only the Asmo and not the Achayrim because it's a chov. That's Remeir. The Rabbanan say both by both. Kesef by both and Acher by both, because they hold there is a Kinyan Levi below Rabbo, and there is Gittav Yadavan Ke'echad, and it's a schus for somebody else to get it. And Rabbi Elazar says, Kesef by both, Shtar only by Acherim, because he does not hold of Gittav Yadavan Ke'echad. Amar Rav, by time of Rav Shimon Elazar, why does Rav Shimon Elazar not hold of Gita V'Yadaban Ke'echad? Gomer lo la Ma'isha, because he has a Gzir Shava from Get from Ma'isha. Ma'isha, she owes a Get L'Rishus She'ena Shalo. Just like by a woman, it has to go to a Rishus that's not hers. Afevinami, she owes a Get L'Rishus She'ena Shalo. Right, so we argue on that. We hold Gita V'Yadaban Ke'echad, but that is Rav Shimon Elazar Shita. Boy, Rabba asked the following question. L'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Eved Kenani, Ma'o she has a shliach l'kabal, Gita miyad rabo. Could an Eved Kenani make a shliach? According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he cannot accept it himself, because you can't say Gita v'yad rabban ke'achad. Can he make a shliach? What did the Gemara just say in the previous Amud? Zechiah would work. Zechiah would work. Now the Gemara asks, can he make a shliach? Kivan to gamar lala meisha ki isha. Do we say that since you compare it to an isha, so just like a woman can make a shliach lekabala for her get, so to an eved can make a shliach lekabala for his star? O dilmo, do we say no? Isha to ihi mati makabelas gita shliach nami mati mashvi. If a woman, she herself can accept her get, so therefore she can make a shliach to accept her get. Eved to iu lo makabel gita shliach nami lo mati mashvi. But an eved who cannot accept his own get also cannot make a shliach. Right, this is based on the principle in the Hava Mina that Shlichus is all based on we're going to get to that in a second. Shlichus is all based on the principle of Bailus. You can only make a Shliach if you are a Bailum on something, meaning if you can do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself, then you can't. Right, this is what Reb Chaim expands upon, Tosfos in Ksubis. Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf, Ayin, Dalid, Ayin, Dalid, where the Gemara says, you can only make a t'nai on something that you can make a shliach on. They go together. A t'nai and shlichus. So as Tosfos there, Vim Torah, Masvar Yeshkan, is there a svar for this? Why does t'nai and shlichus go together? What's the connection between making a t'nai, making a t'nai, and making a shliach? So Tosfos says they're both functions of bailus. If you're a bailum in a certain halachic area, then you can make a t'nai and you can make a shliach. And if not, you're not. That you can't do through a shliach, so therefore you can't make a tnai. That's Tosfos' principle, and many Achronim, Reb Chaim, and others pick up on this. So that's the Gemara here, that if you can't do it yourself, then maybe you can't make a shliach. So the Gemara answers, the answer is, he can make a shliach, even though he can't do it himself. He can make a shliach. So as I alluded, first of all, l'may nafkamina, that you cannot do it, you could do it through, so he can't make a shliach. So don't make a shliach, so just do it through zechiah. So tell him, don't be my shliach, just be zochet for me. Right, so what's l'may nafkamina? So the Ritva here has two pshatim. He says, what if the Rav specifically gives it to him, right, as a shliach? I'm giving it to you as the Eved shliach. Right, so then it's not going to work. Or, what if the Eved is screaming, I don't want to go free, I don't want to go free. So, as a shliach, once you make something a shliach, and then the guy did a shlichus already, it's tough luck on you. But if it's zechiah, it could be that you could reject the zechiah until the last moment, because zochah is on your behalf. But, as David just said, this is one of the major sources, which we'll talk about, it's a weekday, on beginning of the second parak. Daf Mem Gimel, in the second parak, is one of the major sugyas. It's Kedushin Membeis, and Gittin Yud Aleph, those are the big sugyas of Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, or La Mitam Shlichus. Are those principles of Zechiah and Shlichus related? Is Zechiah an unappointed Shliach, or not? Or something connected? So that's a huge sugya. All the Chachmei Svara, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, but not the Ran, all say Zechiah is La Mitam Shlichus. And this is one of the rayas. Because the Gemara says on the previous Amud, Zechiah works, and the Gemara says, what about Shlichus? If Shlichus is mitam, Zechiah is mitam Shlichus, what's the Gemara asking? This is one of the rayas. The Ran jumps ship here, the Ran agrees with the Rashi and Tosfos, that Zechiah is mitam Shlichus. And the beginning of the second parak here in Kiddushin, that's where he talks about this Gemara, exactly how do you get out of it. So that is the question. But now the Gemara continues. The Elaha, what we had in Adarim. The Elaha Damar of Huna Breder of Yeshua. The Gemara, remember, if you said they're asked, are the Kohanim who do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, are they our shlichim or Hashem shlichim? Which one are they? So the Gemara, and the Gemara asked the Lamanaf Kamina, what's the difference? If I'm Mudur Hanav from a Kohen. If I'm not allowed to get Hanav from a Kohen. So if he's my Shliach, he can't do the Avoda. If he's Hashem Shliach, he can do the Avoda. Right? So that's what the Rashi quotes that here. Nafkamina la Mudur Hanav from a Kohen. The Tosfos Rit here says, what do you mean? Mitzvah Salva Hanav is not new. Why isn't this like somebody blowing shofar for me, where it's Mudur? So the Tosfos Rit here said, no, there's a big difference. By shofar, somebody's blowing for themselves, and you happen to latch on. So you're right, he's your shliach, but he's doing it for himself. Here, the Kohen is often doing it for you. Right, doing it for you. That's one question that's dealt with by the Rishonim. What about Mitzvah Lahedos Ninu? And the other one dealt with is, what about the Achronim bring up, the Panim Iris, but a Goy's allowed to bring a carbon. In Shlichus L'Goy. Right, so how does that? Why doesn't that prove that the Kohanim are shluchim of Hashem? So there are a number of answers given to that question. The Dvar Avram says that even if a guy can bring a karban, he's not the Baal HaKarban. There's no ritzui for the guy. He can bring an ola, okay, he can bring an ola as a present, right? But if there's no ritzui of a guy, he's not a Baal HaKarban, and therefore it's still, even if he's not in the Parsha Shlichus, it is okay. There's one other. Where's the Biuri Hadaf says. I think he quotes this from. I remember he quotes this from one of the. Just find it for a second. I have to mention it. He quotes from Shimon Shkap. Shimon Shkap says the Gemara can't. The Gemara is about to say the. So they're shlichim of Hashem. They can't be shlichim of Hashem mamish either. You know what? Let's just do the line of the Gemara. Then I'll say it. So the Gemara says Rav Huna says it must be that the Kohanim are shlichim of Hashem. Why? These are the shlichim didani. And if there are shlichim, mika midi danan lamatzina navdina. Where do you ever have a case where the mishaleach cannot do something? The inu matziavdi, and they can. So the Yisrael cannot do the avoda. So it must be that the Kohanim are shlichim of Hashem, because you never have a shlichus where the mishaleach cannot do it. So the Gemara says velo. What do you mean? But what about what we just said? V'ha'avda, this Eved, Kenani, de'ilo matzi mekabel gitei, he cannot accept this get, v'shliach matzi mashvi, but he can make a shliach. Says, doesn't this undermine his whole svara? The svara of Rafun Abed of Yeshua? The Torah says, below he, no, you cannot compare a Yisrael by Karbanis and an Eved by get. Yisrael lo shaychi b'toratz Karbanis klau. A Jew is not, a Yisrael is not in the parsha of Karbanis at all. Eved shaych b'gitin, an Eved can accept a get, just not his get. Where? The Tanya. An Eved can accept his friend's get. Because he doesn't know the Gidu Vyav Bagecha, so I can accept it on your behalf. But if the other Eved has the same master, then he can't. But you see, he's in the Parsha. So two horrors. Number one is what I wanted to mention before. Rav Shimon Shkap says, you can't say that it's Dafka Shlichus of Hashem. Right? Why? It just means that it's the Ratzon HaTorah that Hashem wants to do the Hakrava, that the Kohen should do the Hakrava. And on the bottom, he explains in the footnote, the Rav Shimon says, if he's the Shlichim of Hashem, you also have the same problem. Why? Hashem can't do the Avoda. You can need a person to do the Avoda. Right? So the same thing, just like the Evan can't, the Yisrael can't do the Avoda, you have the same problem with Hashem. So it can't be literal, but it's, but that's that Ha'ara. But what did the Gemara say? That Yisrael was totally not in the Parsha of Avdus, in the Karbanos, Mashen Kabay Nevet. What did Rashi say that in the Parsha of Avdus? Rashi says, Torah's Karbanos, Sheyiyu Hein Ovdemes HaAvoda. Not in the Parsha at all. So we've discussed a number of times, a Yisrael doing Shechita. Yisrael Azar, right, Kasher Lishchot. Right, so how does he do it? A long knife, and how does he do Shechita? So how it's done is fine, but there's big, major machlokes in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Different messages you get, whether shchit is ksheira bizarre, but is there a lechachila by a Kohen? Or is there a lechachila by a Bailam? The Ramban, the Chizkuni, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and machlokes Eli and Shmuel in Brachas Laman Aleph, right? The Rashash says it's a machlokes about whether shchita is better to get a Kohen or better for the owner to do it. But it's interesting, I didn't see the Harame, but here, what about here? So the Yisrael, it's not in the Avoda at all? What about shchita? So the Gemara says elsewhere, Shechit is Lav Avodahi, beginning of Masechus Vachim. So even if you want to say they could do it, but it's not the same type of Avoda as the rest of the Adalah, the other three Avodos, and therefore the Gemara could still say that the Yisrael is not in Avoda Bechla. Okay, two dots, yeah.
On Eved being able to accept
it again. So we'll have to talk next week where this year is going to be next week, so we'll be in touch. You're on online next week, yeah.
Say that an Eved is a lower level shlichus because it's
Bal Korcha,
right?
You don't need as much of a shlichus. But once you're using the halachic mechanism of shlichus, it has to be fit into the standards and the regular halachic standards of shlichus. You're right, you might say it's not a real shlichus. Then you're already getting close to shliya.
Right.
already getting close to Sriya. Okay. Ubavati Akazim Mishal Achirim. The last one of the Mishnah was the Chachamim say that Kesef could be even Al Yedei Atzmo, as long as it's money that had the source by others. So name a Bakam Mifugi. What's this machlokas about? The Rabbi Meir, Savar Meir says, who says that you cannot give it to the Eved, in Kinyan Eved Balarabo, says that there is no Kinyan for an Eved without his master getting it automatically, Vin Kinyan Elisha Balabaila, and the same thing with Isha and Baila. Rabbanan Savar, Yesh Kinyan Eved Balarabo, Yesh Kinyan Elisha Balabaila, there is such a Kinyan. Where it says, Amar Rabba, Amar Fesh says, no, to Kul Yama, in Kinyan Eved Balarabo. Everybody agrees that the Eved cannot get anything below Rabba, without the master. It automatically goes to the master. Vinkin Yin Lisha Bela Baila. V'hachamai Eskinen, what's this, what are we talking about here? Da'akni le'acher mana, where somebody else gave money, v'amr la'almanas, she'in the Rabbach Rishus Bo. Where somebody gives on condition that the Rav does not have any Rishus. So Rameir Savar, Rameir says, tough luck. Ki amr le'kini, right when he says, kini, kani, eved, v'kani, rabbe. Right when he says, be kona this, then it automatically goes to the master. V'chiyamr le'almanas, and the next moment, the next rega, he says, Amanas, lo klum kamar. He can't undermine what he just said. Lo klum kamar lay. Ah, it's tochet de dibor, still. Right when you say kane, it works. For a banan zavri, no. Keep it down with the Amanas. Ahani lo litzonai. This is a tanai. That's the Rishonim to deal with. Remeir holds, Remeir is the whole source of Mishmadei Atzanaim. Tanai kuffle. That's Remeir. That's what I mean. He rejects it. Why is he here different? Okay, you gotta look at the Rishonim. For Belazar, Amar, a third shot. No. Kolki agamna tukuli amalo pligi tukoni evikoni rabbe. If they said Amanas, it also wouldn't work. What has to be said? Could go into Akni le Acher mana. Somebody else gives the Eved a mana. Varmele Amanasha Teitzi bo lecheirus. I'm giving you this on condition that it functions as your cheirus. So Rabbi Meir Savar again. Ki Amalei Kini Kani Eved veKani Rabbi. It's automatically to the Rab. V'chi Amalei Amanas Lo Klum Kamalei. When he says Amanas is too late. For Rabbanan Savri L'didei Nami Haloka Kani Lo Kamakni Le. Rabbanan says no. Even he himself is not koned. Halo Amalei Ela Amanasha Teitzi bo lecheirus. Right, it's not withheld by the Kenyan. It works, and it would free the Eved. What's the machlokas about here, Remeir and the Rabbanan? So the Rashba here quotes the Ravid, who says maybe it's about when we say the principle of Ein Kenyan Eved Bela Rabo or Ein Kenyan Lisha Bela Baila. Does that mean it goes directly from the no sein to the Rav or to the Baal, or does it automatically go to the Eved and then to the Rabo, and they should enter the Baila? Rabbi Meir holds, says the Ravi, that it goes straight to the Rav. So you can't make an almanas. It never stopped. It never stopped at the first station. It went automatically. So right when you say Kini Eved, that means Kini Rav automatically. So you can't make any conditions. Of course, Rabbi Meir agrees to conditions in general. But here it doesn't work. Rabbi Meir says, V'hil chasvir le the Rabbi Meir, Kima d'armer le Kini, Kani Eved v'Kani Rabbe, T'kishanasno la'eved, Ki'ilu nasno la'adon mamish. That's the language of the Ravid. U'kishihisneim eved, Ki'ilu hisneim acher. The ain't that kishar tzaram d'alma d'masne im makabel hamatana ba'atzmo. For Rabbanan Savri, no. The meikari kani eved elo d'chizachi eved zachi adon mikoch zchias eved. The hilka, it's like a shibud de Rav Nassan discussion. Does it go through or does it go straight? Hilka kshehisnem eved avli kishar tzaram, and therefore it would work. Okay, that's the difference between Remeir and the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll stop here and b'shem tomorrow Shabbos. Enjoy tomorrow's daf chafdal, and we'll come pick up again on daf chafei with other sugyas that come up. With Kol HaRoi L'Bilo comes up with Daf Chafei and other Kenyanim. Okay.